If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to the first chapter of the book of Acts. We're going to read some out of there this morning. We might as well start at verse 1. That'll help some of you catch up on your Bible reading. But where we want to really look at is verse 10 and 11. But let's read. Amen. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you this morning, especially from verses 9, 10, and 11, and I want to talk to you about the coming of the Lord. I was reading this week concerning the coming of the Lord. And I want to tell you, it is a message that is not very often preached in our day. But he is coming. Amen. This old world of of ours has been the stage of many wonderful events through the years. I mean, it's a lot of things have happened all the way from the very moment and the time that God spoke first man into existence by the word of his power up to the very time of that memorable Christmas night, which we in just a few more weeks is going to commemorate the birth of Christ, when the angel appeared unto those shepherds in the field and said, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Thank God for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And ever since then, we have talked about Jesus being born again in the Bethlehem of Judea. Well, amen. I think as wonderful as the birth of Christ was, amen, and all the events that preceded his birth from the time of Adam up until the birth of Christ, I'm going to talk to you this morning about an event that is yet future, but I think is as important, if not more important, amen, than his birth. Amen. That is the coming of Christ. Amen. I want to tell you, he is coming again. The angel said, this same Jesus, which ye see go into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go away. Amen. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again to this world is a fact. Amen. It's not a myth. It's not just something that the Bible said may happen. It's going to happen. Amen. Now, if the Bible speaks more emphatically about one thing than any other thing, it is the certainty of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Notice, I say the certainty. It's not just a hope. It is a hope, but it's beyond a hope. It is a certainty that Jesus is coming again. Amen. I think that I was thinking about this week, that more people and men professing to be smart or wise have showed themselves fool at this coming of the Lord. They have predicted through this time, amen, that Jesus is coming on a certain day at a certain hour, a certain time. Amen. And they've all been wrong because nobody knows. Hello. Amen. Nobody. I remember back in 1980s, and that book come out, 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming in 1988. Amen. 1988 came and Jesus didn't come. And then he come back with another book, said, amen, reasons why he didn't come in 88, he's coming in 89. Well, here we are in 2010. Amen. That book has been long forgotten. Nobody even refers to it anymore. Amen. But I want to tell you this morning, Jesus is coming again. Do you believe that? Say amen. Here in the verses of Scripture, amen, when the disciples asked the Lord when he's going to come back again, he said, of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only. Amen. He said, I don't even know the day. Amen. That's reserved for God the Father only. Amen. And when he says, go get my bride, praise God, then Jesus is coming again. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, it is not for you to know. Amen. He was talking to these people, these disciples or apostles that were inquiring. He said, the times and seasons which the Father has put in his own power. That's God the Father's choice. Amen. But the Bible does make it very plain that he's coming again. Jesus said in John's Gospel, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God, he is coming again. Amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, he is coming again. Amen. The angel said, this same Jesus. Huh? Amen. Amen. This same Jesus, amen, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go away. Amen. It's not another Jesus. It's not a spirit body. He went away in a physical body. He's coming back in a physical body. Do you believe? It's not a spirit body, though I know spirits have spirit bodies, but he's coming back in his absolute bodily form. Praise God. Amen. The Bible makes it plain. 300 times in Scripture. Amen. The Bible talks to us about he's coming. He's coming again. Paul alone in his epistles, amen, gives to us at least 50 times he refers to the coming of the Lord. Amen. And yet it seems that present day preachers, amen, has almost totally ignored the subject of the coming of the Lord. There's so many people in America today that don't believe that Jesus is coming again. I heard on Fox News radio last week it was, amen, that one of these goofy, could I say stupid, politicians, amen, he said these 4 million Christians that believe that Jesus is coming again to catch them away, he said we'd be better off without them. Woo, what a stupid statement. Amen. But I want to tell you, he's coming again. Amen. The world may not believe it. Amen. These modernists may not believe it. But to you who look for him shall the Son of Righteousness appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Praise God. Amen. This glorious event for which, amen, the Bible said the earth groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. Amen. For the coming of the Lord. Amen. God, help us to keep our eyes upon the heavenly world, looking for the Lord to come any moment. Praise God. I don't know when he's coming, but I do believe he's coming. He may come before this service is over. He may come on here. Somebody said, what if he doesn't? I'll be looking for him before service time tonight. Amen. For those who look for him shall the Son of Righteousness appear the second time. I'm looking for the Lord. And it ought to behoove every Christian, amen, that is saved. Amen. And if you're saved, you are a Christian. And if you come on here, and if you're not saved, you're not a Christian. Amen. And every Christian ought to be looking for the coming of the Lord today. Whosoever hath this hope in himself purifieth himself even as he is pure. What hope? That Jesus is coming. That keeps you, come on here, that keeps you with the expectancy. I want to be ready when the trumpet sounds. I want to be ready when the Lord appears in the clouds of glory. I want to be ready. I need to be careful what I say. I need to be careful where I go. I need to be careful how I act. Come on here. Amen. I need to be careful what I do. Amen. Why are you so careful? Because I want to be ready when the trumpet sounds and Jesus appears in the clouds of glory. Amen. That's the reason, amen, Christians ought to be looking for Jesus to come today. Amen. Hallelujah. All history has been preparing toward this divine event. Amen. From the time of the call of Abraham to the cross of Calvary. Amen. The proclamation of the gospel. Amen. To the ends of the earth. We've all been looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, if you lose sight and if you lose hope that Jesus may come today, you will begin to indulge in things that will make you not ready for when he does come. Amen. What was the parable that Jesus gave this? Amen. The Lord went on a journey. Come on here. And he said, I'll be back. And while he was gone, his servants said, my Lord delayeth his coming, and rose up and began to smite one another. Amen. Because the master had not returned. Amen. That's just about where we are in American culture. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, we are living in a difficult time and age in America right now where people, amen, are just about denying the coming of the Lord. Amen. Even church-going people, amen, doesn't believe that Jesus is going to come again. But I'm telling you, he is going to come.
He is certainly coming. Praise God. It's more than a hope. It is a certainty. Jesus is coming again. Praise God. There are some things about, amen, the Bible that doesn't leave room for any dispute at all. There's certain things that are certain. Amen. And the coming of the Lord is one of them. Amen. Paul, glory to God, in 1 Thessalonians, Ricky. Amen. Chapter 4, starting at verse 13. Amen. I want us to read this. Amen. If you got your Bibles there, just turn over and read it together. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. Hello. Amen. Starting at verse 13. Now, wait a minute. Start that over again. That you sorrow not. Amen. That's the reason the world is saying he's not coming again. They have no hope in his return. They have no hope beyond this veil of tears. Amen. And Paul saying that you, Christians, saved people, don't you be sorrowful and downcast, amen, disheartened like these others, amen. They don't have any hope, but you've got a hope. Praise God. Read. Now, whoa. This we say unto you by what?
The word of the Lord.
By who is the authority? Huh? The Lord himself said he's coming again. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself that where I am. I mean, the Lord told us and the Lord told the apostles, I'm coming again. Amen. The thing you have to do is look for his return. Amen. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord that what? Oh, hallelujah. Hold it right there. I want you to read some more in just a minute. But I want to tell you, get this. Amen. The Lord himself. Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Does anybody know who the Lord is? Jesus, the Lord Jesus himself is going to descend from heaven with a what? Amen. With a voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, those that have died in the faith and already been buried in the ground, and it doesn't matter whether it's been 5 days or 500 years. Amen. If they've died in the faith, praise God. Amen. Those that are going to rise out of the ground first. Now listen. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. Amen. Then we, which are alive, praise God. If you died in the faith, you had hope, you had faith. Amen. Until the day they buried you in the ground. But you're going to come out of there. Praise God. I told several folks lately, amen, that since I've been pastor here, I preached a funeral of almost 60 people. Most of them, amen, out of this church. But I want to tell you, praise God, amen, I got great hope and faith that I'm going to see them again. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Jim Booten and Colleen, amen, we're going to see them again. Praise God. Amen. Oh, Brother Peyton, amen. And his wife, we're going to see them again. Praise God. Amen. Brother and Sister Pullen, we're going to see them again. Amen. We got hope. Amen. They're coming out of the grave. Amen. But you know what? They're not going to get there before we do. For we that are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. When that trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ are coming out of the grave. Amen. And then, come on here. Amen. And then we which are alive and remain, amen, shall be caught up together. Amen. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And read the last verse. Ah, glory to God. Come on, saints. Amen. We got a great hope. The Lord's a coming. Praise God. In spite of all the modernists, in spite of all the critics and the mockers and the scoffers, we've got a hope. Amen. He's coming again, and we're going to go with him. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. And there are a couple things here. Amen. That I think is as clear as daylight. One is that when the Lord comes, the dead in Christ, those that are Christians that died, will be raised out of the graves. Amen. And the other thing is that with them, the living, us that are still alive, when the trumpet sounds, somebody said, you going to be alive when the trumpet sounds? I'm expecting to. I lost some of you. Somebody said, I don't think I'll be here. Ah, amen. For those who look for him. For those who look for him. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know when he's coming. But amen. I intend to be ready for his coming. Amen. And these others that, amen, these Christians that are alive. Amen. Are going to be caught up, changed. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Keep your faith. I want to encourage you this morning. Keep your faith. Amen. Ha, you every day that passes, practically you're deluged. Amen. With scoffers and mockers. Amen. That don't believe in the coming of the Lord. But you keep your faith. Hold on to what you know the Bible says and teaches. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we mean when we talk about the rapture. Amen. Somebody said the rapture is only mentioned one time in the Bible. You idiot, what do you think catching away means? Catching away, just the rapture, the word rapture just means the catching away. And how many times did the Bible mention the catching away? Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we mean when we talk about the rapture. That's the catching away of the saints. Amen. The meeting in the air. Praise God. That's the time when the Christians is going to get our rewards. Now I want to tell you. Amen. I know we don't serve God for what we can get. You serve God because you love God. Hello. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I want to say something here that I'm going to probably shock some folks. But when children start growing up and getting older, after a while, you know, when they're younger, they obey mom and daddy because they have to. Or else suffer the consequences. But after a while, when you get some sense, you obey mom and daddy because you love them. I remember my nephew, he grew up, my brother-in-law's deceased and has been for a number of years. And my nephew got to where he was pretty macho man, and my brother-in-law played with his boys all practically all their life. They'd wrestle and like fathers and sons do most of the time. And amen. There came a time the boy would say to his daddy, "I'm gonna get you, daddy. I'm growing. I'm getting stronger. My muscles are building." Said, "There'll be a day I'll put you down, Daddy. You know what? The day came that he could have. He knew he could have. And his daddy, Ed, knew that he could have. But when they got to tussling, and he saw that he was getting the best of his dad. Amen. He got up and said, Dad, I respect you too much. I ain't going to do it. And he became a man. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And that's the way it is sometime in our earthly spiritual life. Sometimes God disciplines us. Amen. When we do wrong. But after a while, we grow up in our spiritual maturity. And we serve God not because we have to, but because we love Him. And don't want to displease Him. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be rewarded after a while for living a life of holiness and surrendered unto Him. Now I know when rewards come, some's going to get, amen, their works are going to be burnt up, hay and stubble and wood, amen, things that are not lasting. But others' rewards, amen, are worthwhile, and they're going to be rewarded accordingly. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And I want to tell you this morning, I want my rewards to be faithful. My works to be faithful. Amen. Not polluted and intertwined with worldly passions and desires. I want Him to be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Be thou ruler over many things. Amen. The life that I live now, I'm not living to please you. I'm living to please Him. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. I've said many times in this church in these 35 years of pastoring here. Amen. I've said many times, I'm here not to please you. Amen. That shocked some people. I thought that's what you're supposed to do, to please us. No, I'm here to please Him that has called me to be a good soldier. And if in the process of pleasing Him, amen, I please you too, we got a good thing going. Praise God. Amen. And I want to tell you, your life ought to be for the sole purpose of pleasing Him that has called you to be a good soldier. For no other reason in life. I just want to worship the Lord and please Him because He has done so much for me. And after a while, our rewards are going to be handed out. But that's exactly what Paul meant when he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that what? Can you tell me? All them that what? Love His appearing. That means they're watching for it. They're waiting for it. Their faith is anchored in it. Praise God. Amen. For all them that love His appearing. Amen. Did you know that when He appears, we're going to be like Him? Amen. Amen. These bodies are going to be changed. Amen. We shall see Him as He is. And we shall be like Him. It's what the writer said. Amen. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. The changed body. Amen. We'll be glorious. Praise God. Like unto His glorious body. Hallelujah. Perfect, made perfect at last. Just like the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God, this same Jesus. Amen. Disciples, apostles that you see going to heaven shall so come in like manner as you see Him going away. Amen. That ought to be something worthwhile living for. Amen. To serve Him for. I believe He's coming. Amen. Somebody say amen. When He comes, the devil. devil's power is going to be broken forever. Amen. And all the hellishness of character. Amen. And pride and temper and jealousy and the works of the flesh. Amen. That brings temptations to you. Amen. It's all going to be passed and done away with. Amen. We're going to be like him. Praise God. That sounds good to me. Amen. I want to be like him. Don't you? Amen. Somebody said, well, I can't have no fun being like Jesus. Amen. Your heart's not right. Amen. You ought to have a desire in your heart to be like him. Amen. I got news for you this morning. L.D. Savage is not your pattern. Now, I understand. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But I'm not your pattern. No other earthly man is your pattern. The Pope is not your pattern. Amen. Come on here. But Jesus Christ is your pattern. Amen. You live your life like Jesus would live his life. Praise God. Amen. Are y'all still with me? When I think that all temptations and all desires of the flesh and all the, amen, bad, ill characters of life are going to be done away with, thank God. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, and wherever he is, we are. Amen. And he goes there, we go there. Praise God. Amen. The writer said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, we leave this world of sorrow and grief and temptations and, amen, sin and heartaches and disappointments. Amen. We'll never have any of them anymore. They're gone. They're in the past. They're behind us. Amen. There'll be no devil there. There'll be no temptations there. There'll be no passions of the flesh there. Amen. Thank God there'll be no ill feelings there. There'll be no bitterness there. There'll be no jealousy there. Praise God. Amen. Glory. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Where will he go from when he meets us in the air? Where will he go then? He's going back to heaven. Praise God. Amen. That's where he came from. That's where he's going. And when he goes back to heaven, all of us are going together. We're going to heaven too. Amen. And you know, I sometimes find myself hankering for a look into heaven. I read this little article the other day, and it's just a little illustration, but you'll get the point. Amen. This little Chicago kid hankering for after a peek into one of the big league ball games. And when the teacher asked Johnny in the classroom, said, if you could have three eyes instead of two, where would you want the third eye? And the little boy said, on the end of my finger. Now that could be dangerous for a grown man, especially if he had a hammer in his hand. But on the end of my finger. And the teacher said, why? On the end of your finger. He said, so I could stick it through the knot hole in the fence and watch the game. Amen. And see when they hit that ball over the fence, and the first one who gets the ball gets to go into the park free. Amen. He said, I'd watch that ball. And I want to tell you, I got a hankering to see what heaven's like. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither hath it entered the heart of man what the Lord hath prepared for them that love and serve him. Glory to God. Are y'all still with me? But one of these days the trumpet's going to sound and we're going to peer into that celestial place that's called heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Apostle Paul had been there and back, and he said he was caught up into the third heaven and saw things that was unlawful for him to mention. Praise God. But he said, I'm looking for the return of the Lord, and I'm going to dwell there after a while. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, if we could just get our spiritual eyes on, and when we read the Bible and read about streets of gold and gates of pearl, praise God. Amen. Swinging on diamond hinges, praise God. Amen. And we read about, amen, that river of life and the trees of life, and amen, and the fruit of it is for the healing of the nations. And we read about mansions in the glory world. My imagination goes wild. And I can imagine walking on pure, transparent gold. Amen. Woo! I can't hardly get a hold of that in my finite mind. But I got news for you. I got a hope. Praise God. Amen. That the certainty of the Word of God is going to be fulfilled after a while. And we that are redeemed by His grace and mercy and love are going to that celestial place that's called heaven. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Someday, when it comes, the gates of that celestial place, amen, where awaits the child of God all the beauty and the joy and the glory, amen, that the infinite mind of God can conceive of, and the infinite mind of God can create, is going to swing open to the children of God. I want to tell you, I remember years ago in the old church building right here, been tore down for years now. Amen. In the old church building, Brother Grant Horton. How many of you all remember Brother Grant Horton? He's been deceased for several years. Amen. But he came and preached not too long after I became pastor here in the old church building. And he got to preaching, man, as only Brother Grant Horton could preach. Amen. And he got to saying, not one sin, no bigger than the chigger's eye, is going to get into heaven. Now, that's pretty small. I've never seen a chigger, let alone a chigger's eye. I felt where they were, and I've scratched where they were. But I've never seen a chigger or his eye. Ah, that red bump comes up on your leg. Amen. You're going to scratch it. I'll assure you, you're going to scratch it. Ah, but a sin no longer, no bigger than a chigger's eye is going to get into heaven. That sounds like it's a pretty straight way to me. Amen. Broad is the gate, and wide is the gate, and broad the way that leadeth unto damnation, and many that go in thereat. But narrow is the gate. Come on here. Amen. Narrow way, and few there be that find it. Amen. I want to tell you, it's going to be worth it if you just live right a little while longer. Amen. The coming of the Lord will be near. Praise God. Amen, amen, oh hallelujah. When those jeweled hinged gates swing open, the angels and archangels are going to shout out, come on in, come on in, praise God. Amen, amen, and saints of all the ages, amen, is going to stroll through those 12 gates into that celestial city. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, if you're saved and living for God like you know you ought to, amen, there's nobody going to say you have to stay out. Amen. But glory to God, somebody said, well, I hope I get to go to heaven when I die. Amen. If you better have more than just a hope, you better have an assurance in your soul. Amen. Because if you don't have an absolute assurance that Jesus Jesus Christ is Lord, your Lord and Savior, amen, you're not even going to see the gates of pearl. Amen. Let alone go in them. Praise God. Somebody said, amen, so-and-so is going to have gate trouble. No, they'll not even see the gates. Hallelujah. But if you're saved, praise God, and washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen, you're going to hear him say, come on in. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. That meeting in the air means that we're going to have a reunion such as we have never seen in this lifetime. Praise God. Satellame will be there. Brother Roy will be there. Praise God. Woo! You talking about a reunion. Amen. Ray, praise God. Amen's coming out of that grave. Woo! Hallelujah! All the dead in Christ, amen, shall rise first. Amen. In every true child of God. Amen. Oh, amen. Paul, writing to these Thessalonians, amen, said, amen, stop worrying over your dead. Amen. If they are asleep in Jesus, amen, they'll be with you when he comes. Amen. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And together with them, we are all going to go to heaven together. Praise God. I tell you right now, I pity from the depths of my heart the man, amen, he's got to stand at the open grave and hear the cold clods, amen, go rattling down upon the coffin of their dear loved ones and have no hope at all of ever seeing them again. That dead loved one was saved, washed in the blood, and lived for God. And they're standing there at the graveside looking, amen, as the casket is lowered, and they themselves are not right with God. They'll never see him again. They'll never come on here. I pity the soul that is not right with God. Amen. You need to be sure about your soul's destiny. Somebody said, can you be sure? You sure can. You not only need to be, can be, you must be sure about your soul's destiny. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Praise God. Amen. Did you ever stop to think that when that trumpet sounds and dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together, and we will never taste death? If you're alive and saved when the trumpet sounds, you will never taste the chilly fingers of death grasping your body. Every true child of God, alive at the coming of Christ, will be caught up without even dying. Praise God. What a way to go. Amen. Woo! My dear friend, I told somebody the other day, I said, most of my preaching buddies are all dead. Amen. Claude Ely, I preached for him and when he pastored in Covington, Kentucky many years ago. Amen. When Claude Ely died, he had preached that night in his church and sat down on the organ bench. Amen. He didn't play the organ. He just sat down on it and rested. And he got to singing, where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. And I've many times, and he fell over and was gone to the eternal world. Amen. I said, what a way to go. I can't think of a better way to leave out of here. Amen. Than to be singing, where could I go but to the Lord? Until I read these passages and I said, this is a better way to go. Praise God, bless Claude Ely and all that he did and the songs that he wrote. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down, and it's sure not. But glory to God, what a way to go for us that are alive. Amen. When the trumpet sounds and the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, and we'll never taste the pangs of death. We'll not have a heart attack. Amen. We'll have no cancer. Amen. We'll have, come on here. Amen. We'll have no disease that's going to take us out of here. But these bodies is going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen. Read, Ricky. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51.
Whoo! Glory to God. Did you hear that? Behold, I show you a mystery. It's hard for you to understand that, but glory to God, it's an absolute certain fact. Amen. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. What? Hallelujah. Think of it. Praise God. I want you to read the whole now, gentlemen. But this poor, crumbling tabernacle of clay changed in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. That's quicker than you can blink. Twinkle. It just, amen, a fraction of a second. Amen. Not even blinking your eye. The twinkling of an eye. Praise God. Somebody said they got a twinkle in their eye. When you're talking to them, you know they got something else to tell you. Amen. I want to tell you, in the twinkle of an eye, our bodies is going to be changed. Amen. Like unto the glorious body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Read on. Yeah. Death. Yes.
O death, where is thy sting?
O grave.
O grave, where is thy sting?
Ha.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory
through our Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We visited Sister Hayes this week, said Savage and myself, and we sat in their little room there where their fireplace is, and she was sitting in her reclining chair that, you know, that helps you get out of the chair. Bill Paragor's got one of them. Amen. And she's sitting in that, and my wife was sitting in on the couch, and I was sitting in another chair, and she got, praise God, she got to talking about the Lord and talked to her just a couple of days ago. Woo! Glory to God. And you know, she's, amen, as far as the medical world, she's dying with cancer. Amen. But she said, the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to have a new body. Woo! Glory to God! In the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed like unto His glorious body. Amen. Look at Sister Hayes, lost her hair. Look at Sister Mary, lost her hair. Look at Sister Margie. Hey, man, she's got hair coming back now. But she had lost all of her hair. But after a while, hey, man, if you serve God and live for the Lord and do what's right, hey, man, these old bodies is going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. That bent over, withered, amen, old man that hobbles along, blind and possibly led by a child. Amen. Look at that poor bedridden saint, worn out by disease and long years of awful pain and suffering. Amen. But in the twinkling of an eye, praise God, when the Lord comes, amen, the disease is going to be gone. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. My wife was with her mother when she passed away in Oklahoma. Amen. A few years ago now. Amen. Mother May, everybody called her Mother May. She's a precious old lady. She really was. I was her favorite son-in-law. Of course, I was the only one she had, but amen. Her and Roy loved me just like I was their blood son. Amen. And she was all twisted. Her
her hands, amen, were all knotted up, amen, and her hands wouldn't function right. They were, her arms wasn't right, amen. She had knots on her feet from arthritis, and she couldn't walk anymore. Amen. Are y'all still with me? And my wife said, when I was there, when she passed on into the glory world, and she said, I stood in amazement and watched, and all that arthritis disappeared, and her hand straightened up. Glory to God. And her feet straightened out. Amen. All the glory to God in the twinkling of an eye. Slim, if you're alive, when that trumpet sounds, praise God. Amen. All them knots on your hands and elbows is going to disappear just like that. Praise God, just like a magic wand. Amen. These bodies are going to be changed like into His glorious body. Woo! I want to be ready, don't you? I said, I want to be ready, don't you? Amen. If you're not ready, you need to get ready. The Lord may come today. Lift your hands and worship the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Jesus said, Book of Matthew, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He's not coming today. I'll just indulge in some fun. But you don't know. You don't know. And if He didn't come today, He may call your name and number today. It doesn't take but one freak accident and gone. It doesn't take but one short breath of a heart that's been strong and healthy, and all of a sudden, bang, something slams you in the chest and you're gone. Huh? Am I doing all right this morning? Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Jesus said, I'm closing. I ain't done, but I feel like this is it. Jesus said, two shall be in the bed. One shall be taken, the other left. Two shall be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. Two will be on the job working, grinding to mill. One shall be taken, the other left. I want to tell you, no sin, no bigger than a chigger's eye, is going into that celestial city. Be ye also ready. No ill feelings. No hurts. No bitterness. No hate. I am shocked at the number of people that go to church and carry a grudge against somebody. And they'd rather hold that grudge till the day they die than to fix it. And ask God, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Well, every head is bowed. Every eye is closed. I'd like to talk to you about your soul for just a moment. What about it? Are you ready for the Lord to come? Have you got it fixed?
with him. Two's going to be working. One's going to be ready and leave. And the other's not going to be ready and be left. Which one are you? Which one? Is anybody here in this congregation here this morning? I want to give you an opportunity to slip your hand up. Brother Savage, pray for me. I don't want to be left. I don't want to be lost. I want to be ready for the Lord when he comes. Let me see your hand. Just for a moment. I'm going to wait on you. I'd like to give every soul an opportunity in every service. If you don't take or avail yourself of the opportunity, that's between you and God. But your blood won't be on my hands. Is there one here this morning that'll raise your hand, Brother Savage? Pray for me. One more minute. One more minute. Time's slipping by. Oh, God. Oh, God. Only 45 more seconds. We're going to pray. Is there one soul here this morning that'll slip your hand up? Preacher, I need the Lord. I'm not ready. I don't want to die lost. 30 seconds. Are you ready? One more? One more? One more hand. Anybody in this congregation, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, would you make an effort? Amen. You want the prayers of this preacher. 10 seconds. How about it? Time's slipping by. And your time on God's eternal book of life is going to come. Oh God. Everybody stand. Let's come pray. Some of you got unsaved children, unsaved loved ones. Dear, dear, precious hearts, pray for the lost. Don't want to be lost.